So let's talk about Chopped. You said we could talk about it.
Sure.
My new favorite is Chopped After Hours. How did that come about?
Well, I think the network realized that one of the things fans enjoy is seeing, you know, seeing the cast of the show sort of let their hair down. And it's always fun to see our judges cook the food because they're so expert at cooking competitively, and they produce just magical things. I kind of think I ought to be able to do Chopped After Hours without wearing a suit and tie, but they haven't quite gone to that yet. Then we just added Chopped Junior, which airs at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, and that's a real hit. It's really fun to watch the kids cook. And for the next 3 weeks on Thursday, we'll be airing Chopped Impossible with our dear friend Robert Irvine joining us and bringing his military brio to the set. So, I mean, we're running Chopped all year round these days, and it's keeping us busy, and we're having a lot of fun.
Well, that's good, because I'm obsessed with it. And
well, thanks.
Was it fun for you to be able to cook?
It's a lot of fun when I get to cook. I don't really want to compete in a regular episode of Chopped, because I don't know who would be. I'm not cooking against Alex Guarnaschelli. That's not fair. Professional chef, a really good competitive chef. She's an iron chef. I'm just a regular home cook. But after hours, we're able to, you know, there's no stress, there's no prize, there's no winner or loser officially, although we always do kind of decide whose dish we think was the best. I obviously won each time when I cook.
Well, of course.
Jeffrey might see that differently, but we know the truth.
Are they as much fun in person as they seem to be on TV?
Absolutely. I think you see it. None of us are actors, and especially when we're doing, I mean, they're fun to work with on a regular Chopped, but in Chopped After Hours, we're all just being ourselves. Mark Murphy in particular gets really goofy during those. Somebody tweeted the other day they thought that we were drinking while we were working. We might have a sip of wine, but no, Mark's just naturally goofy like that.
I just love that show. It's just so much fun. And as are all the Chopped and those kids, the Chopped Junior, I don't even know some of the stuff they're working with, and they make these beautiful dishes. I don't get it.
I think that food television in particular has been a real influence on kids. And we get kids coming in who know how to use lemongrass, and they say stuff to their moms like, "Mom, did you taste this before you put it on the table?" We created little monsters. But it's great because you can put kids in front of Food Network, and you know it's a safe place where they're going to learn things and maybe become less picky. But more importantly even than that is that it's educational. I mean, they're learning a really useful skill. Feeding yourself is a very, very useful skill.
Well, and it can lead to a fantastic career, too.
Absolutely. It's a lot of work, but if that's where your heart lies, I think it's what you need to do.